Blog Hello, Talk ladies. Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Welcome back to the F4L headquarters. I am your host with the most. I am the F4L icon, Sean Jazz Stevens, and today we have a very special and popular segment on our show. As we are going to be visited by two former guests who are a tag team, and speaking of which, hello, thank you for calling the F4L headquarters. This is the icon, Sean Jazz Stevens. Who may I ask is calling?
Hello? This is Philip Ricardo. Can you hear me?
I can. Oh, hold on 1 second. We have more people. 1 second.
All right.
This is exciting. 1 second. Hello, thank you for calling the F4L headquarters. I am the icon, Sean Jazz Stevens. Is this JoJo?
Yes, sir.
Welcome. And we have Phil as well. Welcome, Philip. Are you ready for this or what? How are we all? We're doing good? Excellent.
Well,
happy Columbus Day, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right.
They change it to Indigenous Day.
Yes, you know, I'll be honest with you. It's one of those days I actually, myself, I don't celebrate it. For the reasons where I kind of find out more about it as I got older, so, which I'm sure you understand. But it's cool stuff. So are we ready to do this or what? This has been highly anticipated by people all over. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
I am ready.
All right, awesome. Okay, so what we're going to do is, I know JoJo says, now, Philip, have you done one of these watch-alongs before? Or have you done one of these, any kind of, like, things before?
No, I have not, but I think, JoJo, go ahead, JoJo.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Excellent. Well, it's pretty easy, and just to be, it's very simple. We have a very small playlist, which I sent to you guys. It's on YouTube, and our fans who are listening right now can also head to Icons of the F4L to watch the playlist, specifically labeled Special Watch Along, Best of JoJo, the Bodybuilder, and Philip Ricardo Jr., who are you gentlemen, correct? So
correct.
What we're going to do
tag
is – you are tag team partners. What we're going to do is we're going to take the travel, the journey, if you would, starting with both of your – first matches, and JoJo's actually been on the show longer, believe it or not, which is actually kind of interesting because in real life, you're his mentor in bodybuilding, correct?
That is correct.
And on this show, JoJo has been pretty helpful on your show, huh? Helping you guys in the matches. Have you been watching him?
I have been watching him. I know one time he bailed me out in the championship match. He's the one that kind of.
We're gonna watch.
He's the one that did it.
Yeah. So this is gonna be fun. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go to that playlist. Let me know when you guys have it up and ready.
All right.
So go up to the playlist. We're gonna start with the very first match on the playlist, which should be actually JoJo's debut. And where do you see how? Talk about growth, brother. It's apparent right here. Hopefully everyone's okay wherever whoever is where they are. I guess they're worried about you guys. They're already sending in the reinforcements. You guys all set?
Yep.
I am set.
You got
yep.
it loaded? You got it? Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to hit on the count of, I guess, four. I guess I'm just going to hit play. We can all hit play now, I suppose, and by the time it loads, we should all be pretty much on time on the same. Is that correct? So let me know
yep,
when you guys are where you are. All right.
I'm ready.
All right, JoJo's debut as he faces this masked luchador who's seven times bigger than him and seven times older than him. JoJo, did you ever think that you in your, you know, young life would ever be taken into these like this?
What'd you say?
I was wondering if you ever imagined that you would be in the ring with a lot of these big, giant individuals and showing them how it's done.
No, I didn't. No.
Awesome. So, Philip, this is your first time seeing JoJo's debut, right? I was wondering if this is your first time seeing JoJo's first match.
Yes, it is. This is the very first
time. As you can see, he's a lot smaller here because he was younger here.
Right. I like his eye. I like his tank top, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's his custom thing there. And this guy's a luchador, and, you know, JoJo's first match ever, and I think... So, JoJo, let me ask you first, because I'm going to ask you both the same question. When I asked you originally, what do you think about being a person I'm going to build on this show? What did you originally think, out of curiosity?
Pretty cool.
And there goes El Mago trying to get a pin on JoJo, by the way. And, Philip, same question for you. What did you think when I said, hey, Philip, you want me to make you a wrestler?
At first, I thought you were joking, and then when I saw, you know, the first match, I was thoroughly impressed at the detail and, you know, how the whole match went. It was pretty cool.
Well, as you guys both know, as I've told, I've said every single show repeatedly, it's almost getting repetitive, that we don't have any control over the outcomes of any matches, as you know, and so basically we set it to demo, so the system picks the winners. We don't pick winners and losers. I just build people. So I may build everybody, but it's actually your own individual characters who pick up the wins. So that's kind of the magic there. So as cool and detailed as it is, the only reason why they go as good as it is, as JoJo just face planted this guy into the mat and apparently had some very derogatory things to say to him right there. Actions speak louder than words, I suppose. But it's, you know, quite a thing that to watch both of you guys gel so well already. And, you know, it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, pretty cool.
So this is young JoJo way back in the early days when one of the very first people we added to the roster. And also, as I've said the whole time, JoJo is actually the very first Grand Slam champion on our roster. And I think I told JoJo, you know what, speaking of which, and this is going to be a story that will just continue on and on. As you can see, JoJo picks up the win on his debut. There you go. JoJo, any thoughts on your debut match?
I'd say it went pretty well for first time.
Yeah, I think you did all right, right? You took the best that you could give, and then at the end it just didn't matter because you're not going to beat that power, right?
Yeah.
So, Philip, what did you think of JoJo's debut?
That was awesome. He came out there, represented, he was getting hit a couple of times, and he came back just like kind of Rocky Balboa style and took him out. The heart of a champion.
Indeed. Indeed. So this is his debut. And as I mentioned, JoJo is our first Grand Slam champion on our show. So that means he's held every single title that a male can hold on our roster at least once. And that is an honor in pro wrestling or any sport to be able to say that you've held every single title that a company can own. So what you guys should see is the next one should be kicking in right about now. It's probably going to blend into the next match. Is that correct on your end?
Yes.
So, yeah, Phil, now we're going to see Phil's debut. Phil has a little bit of a different debut, huh?
Yeah, I got my motorcycle.
Well, JoJo doesn't have his license yet. He can't drive his motorcycle yet. But you guys have your own entrance, which we'll see later on, I suppose, as we progress. This is your singles debut. So now the fun part is, Philip when I had Philip on the show, JoJo, I said, you know what we should do? I'm having a tag team tournament, which we always have anyway. I said, how awesome would it be if we surprised JoJo with having you as his special guest tag team partner, since you, in real life you guys work really well together? I said, how about if I build you and have you as his mystery partner? We just won't tell JoJo until it happens. And Philip was all aboard that. Where is your, Phil?
Yeah, I thought it was an awesome idea. Me and JoJo have been knowing each other since 2019, and, you know, it's just fitting for me to be his teammate, and hopefully we can remain teammates for a long, long, long time as he progresses in every sport of his career.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys both – now, JoJo, you're playing football now still, right? Here comes Phil's debut part. What's the difference, by the way, in opponents? So JoJo starts off against a masked luchador, and Phil, you get to take on Hulk Hogan. Just want to mention that. But you got JoJo, you're playing football, and Phil, you played football, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Football, honestly, is still my first love. Football is kind of what got me started into bodybuilding. And so, you know, it's one of those sports that I wish I had gotten a scholarship to go to college for, but I chose the Marine Corps instead. But, you know, football is always my love.
Absolutely. I get that. We always have that first passion, and, you know, it's always good when we have something to back it up, though, right? When we have a backup plan, and, us, well, not to say, your backup plan turned out pretty good, too, I'd have to say, huh?
Yeah, my backup, I just feel like it was a God's gift to me just to kind of get me started in some kind of athletic. And when it didn't pan out, he had another, you know, journey for me to make my mark in the bodybuilding world and, you know, outreach people in his name and an amazing ride. I'm very blessed.
Mm-hmm. Now, JoJo, what position do you play in football?
I'm currently linebacker right now.
That's actually a smart position to put you. You're a big kid, so I'd imagine. Now, do you enjoy linebacker?
Yeah, it's what I was hoping for before the season started.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I played one season of American football, and as you guys probably heard, I played 4 years of soccer, including 1 year I actually did both American football and soccer, which I also call football, in the same season, which was a bad idea, by the way. Just want to say to people, don't try that. That was a little overly ambitious because they're both fall sports where I am. So I'd have school, and I played for high school, so I had to go to one practice, go to another game, and it was very interesting and trying to adapt from soccer to football. But I loved being a linebacker because soccer, I didn't get to tackle people and get to knock people down. And as it turns out, I'm a very physical individual. So
yeah.
I guess football would have worked out better. Now, Phillips taking on Hollywood Hogan. So, JoJo, what do you think of Phillips' debut so far?
I'd say it's going well because Hulk Hogan's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, are you a wrestling fan? Like, you know who Hulk Hogan is and all that, or?
Yeah, I don't know, like, too much history about all this stuff, but I'm a fan of most fighting sports, like boxing and wrestling.
Awesome. So, Philip, you're facing Hollywood Hogan in your debut match. Do you feel like you got the harder debut?
Oh, yeah, by far. Hollywood Hogan.
It is the leg drop. There's a Hollywood Hogan. There's that leg drop that Hogan hit. Unfortunately, he doesn't know who he's facing. And he can't apparently hear what the people are talking about. So. So I think when I had you on the show, Philip, I think one of the things you talked about was the fact that there's a lot of similarities between pro wrestling and bodybuilding, and that a lot of my wrestling buddies have actually either crossed over or, speaking of which, I think this match is over, or shortly after, as you're trying to twist Hogan in half. and his legendary bad back is going to be really hurting now. Anyway, what I was saying is how, you know, the similarities between bodybuilding and wrestling, and how a lot of my friends have crossed over into the bodybuilding world and vice versa. And speaking of which, much like students, the teacher shows that Hulk Hogan is no match for the legend that is Philip Ricardo Jr.
That is awesome.
In your debut. So both of you guys win your debut. So, yeah. So, JoJo, what did you think of the whole match as a whole? Did you think he had this whole thing in the run, or did you like, you know, Phil's going to get hurt?
Well, I'd say, of course, Phil beat him.
You sure did.
Yeah, I thought it could go either way, but it would be close, is what I thought.
Yeah.
Hey, JoJo, you know what? I thought I was going to get killed, to be honest with you. So I was surprised that I won, just being honest. I was like, man, ain't no way I'm going to win. I was just happy to be fighting him, and then for me to win was like, wow. So now I've been able to beat two pro wrestlers. I've beaten Hulk Hogan. I've beaten Rob Terry.
Yeah. Where do you see we're going to be? There's also a bonus match that I actually threw. Well, you'll see it after. So we're seeing the transition, and now we're going to go back to old school JoJo. Old school JoJo, and back to the old concept. So here's JoJo with the blue hair. Remember the blue hair, JoJo?
Oh, yeah.
So here's JoJo taking on the Burger King. Hopefully you guys aren't hungry. You guys not already got your cheat meals out of the way, right?
No cheat meals for us. We're preparing for the National Olympia, so
that's
we're on,
you don't
we're
need
on
it.
Par. That's right. I've
well,
seen JoJo posing today, and he's looking on pace.
Yeah, I would say so. You guys are doing great work, man. Well, both of you guys are doing amazing. I can actually tell you that because, you know, I know a lot of work goes into what you guys are doing, and I don't think a lot of people understand that. And I'm going to say there's a lot of adults who don't have the patience that JoJo has to pull off what he does. So JoJo, take some credit there, man. You're doing great work, man.
Appreciate that.
No worries, man.
Yeah, JoJo is one of the most disciplined guys his age I've ever met in my life, and he even is more disciplined than most adults. So it's
his work ethic,
is, you know, his parents, and yeah, so he's amazing.
And you need things to survive. JoJo is beating up on the Burger King. By the way, this might be one of JoJo's record wins. Spoiler alert. I think you probably know how it ends.
Yeah.
As JoJo takes the Burger King and throws him around like he's no big deal. Now, at a whole, you guys don't eat Burger King as a cheat meal when you guys are offhand, right? Do you guys have cheat meals? Actually, Phil, I saw you eat a cheat thing. Where did you get the giant Reese PC cupcake? Not cupcake, but Reese PC cup.
Yeah, they have it. They have Hershey's Park is in Pennsylvania, not too far from either.
Speaking of which,
really, so he went there, and it was good, so good.
Well, I'm gonna have to say, if you're gonna have a cheat meal, you better go all out, right? That's the way to do it, right?
That is the way to do
it.
It was right after my win at the Universe, so I was very happy to splurge a little bit, and I had a lot of time before this next show, so it was perfect timing.
Now, what is your guys' next show? You want to tell people?
Yes. So the next show, well, JoJo, you want to tell everybody?
So next show is going to be the Natural Olympia. So the biggest show that there is right now.
Awesome. Where is that?
Vegas. I think this is.
Oh, Vegas. Sin City. All right. Cool. And here comes Phillip's latest match, by the way. Continue telling us more about what the show. Now, you guys are all pumped and ready for the show or what?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're hardcore training right now. It's a lot of getting as lean as we can, the diet, and, you know, JoJo, since he's playing football, for him, it's, you know, mainly about that's his cardio for the most part. He's able to train hard and get leaner, and you know, but still eating a lot of good calories that are clean to get him muscular, keep his size.
Now, let me ask you this. When you play football and all, do you ever worry about getting injured so that will cause anything to for the show upcoming?
Well, yeah, I did worry about that part, but thing is, most of the kids that got injured on my team or the other teams were doing something stupid. they either weren't tackling correct or they were spearing with their head or something that the coaches didn't tell them to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know how to tackle and I do it correctly. So there's usually not much chance of getting injured when you do stuff that correctly. But it's still always possible. But our season is fairly short, so I didn't worry
too
much.
Well, that's good. Now,
yeah.
You're playing local football? Not for like middle school or high school, right? Local, right? Pee-wee football?
No,
By the way, Philip, you get to see your other entrance. This is your champion solo entrance. So you saw your debut entrance, which is your motorcycle. This is your entrance when you come to the ring with us, a champion, by the way. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, though.
No, I love it.
Looking you're looking dapper, by the way, I got to say. So, now, do you have any nerves, JoJo, going on the stage and getting all that stuff? You're going to show them all how it's done over there in Vegas.
I've done this a few times. I had, like, six or so shows, so I always get nervous. It's probably a good thing to be nervous, so you're cautious.
Right.
But, yeah, I wouldn't say I'm as nervous as I was the first time doing this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty.
Yeah, I would imagine the first time is kind of probably nerve-wracking, but as more you do it, you get used to it. You would probably agree with that, right, Philip? You've done this many times over, right?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 30 years now, so definitely got the jitters. But you know what? To be honest with you, every show is different, so the nerves are going to hit you because you're just competitive. You know, it's the same thing.
Absolutely.
Like for you, I'm sure if you're getting in the ring, it doesn't matter how many times you've been there, you're going up against your opponents, you want to win, the adrenaline's pumping, you're nervous, you know, sweaty,
it's
whatever.
True.
But
it's very true.
That's why athletes keep on going over and over again. That thrill of the rush of competing.
Boy, do I know that one all too well. Yep. And so, JoJo, do you know that feeling yet? Is that the feeling you also get on a stage? Have you gotten to that point yet? Yes. Okay, cool. So I'm glad we're all in agreement that we're all adrenaline junkies, because that's kind of what that is, right?
Yeah.
That's the natural thing. It's good to be addicted to that. That's not going to hurt you. That's going to actually employ you to get even better and more impressive as time goes on. As Philip is taking – by the way, Phil, I don't know if you know the guy you're facing right now, but that guy right there is one of the guys who are going to be in – the team warfare event that I've been talking about there, you know, the 4-on-4 thing that comes up in November. So you guys are on Team USA, of course, because you guys are the current United States Tag Team Champions, as you know. And don't know who you guys are facing yet, but you might be having to face this guy and his whole team. So I hope you're ready for that. So, Phil, what do you think of this outfit compared to the other one? Because this is obviously your other look.
Well, I like my military look, to be honest, because it represents the military. But
well, that's your entrance attire.
It's always the same thing. Yeah. So
I can have you
wrestle
cool
too.
In the fatigues, you know.
Yeah. Right.
So, JoJo, how do you like your outfits thus far?
I think they're pretty cool. They're customized.
Yeah.
You know, myself. Different aspects, whatever. So
sure.
I like that
sure.
part.
Yeah, I mean, I like to get feedback from everybody, and you guys have been very helpful in designing each of you guys. I don't know if you've been – you know, I wish I had a better – your entrances are – the tag team entrance is spot on for you guys, but I just wish I could do better for the Titantron, because your Titantron is actually one of the best Titantrons we have. Have you seen the Titantron? You can barely see it on here, but it is up when you guys come to the ring. It's your custom Titantron, which is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
And next, when you guys have your debut, you'll be able to see it. Is Philip another win? That's one of your earliest victories, by the way. So now, we've seen you guys in singles action, so you know what's coming next. The time when Ricardo Jr. and JoJo the Bodybuilder came together as a team to become JoJo and Ricardo's Legends. This is only a thing that could only happen on this show. Do you guys remember who your first match was?
It is... What are their names?
By the way, Phil, did you notice you have your neck, your crucifix on? Did you see this?
Yeah, I do see it.
Yeah, you wrestle with that on. That's a very talented thing to wrestle in jewelry, because it's not an easy thing to do. I can tell you that from experience. So now comes the good times where we get to see the epic time when, well, actually, this is the historical moment when you guys won your, well, we know how this ends, but for those who don't know, we're about to watch it now. As you guys challenge for the United States Tag Team Championship against a real-life father-son blog talk group called Father-Son Fist Bump Podcast. That is a real thing, by the way. And you guys challenge them. So actually, it's one of the most even fights on our roster, since you guys are, kind of even. They're not bodybuilders, but nor do they have the size. So this is your tag team entrance. What do you guys think of this? JoJo, are you this wiry on the shows? I feel like you're more reserved. I feel like these would almost be reversed, almost. Who am I right or am I wrong?
I'd say you're right.
I would say you guys would be reversed, huh? I think Philip would be the one who would be like jumping in the ring, jumping around, dancing, and JoJo's like, okay, let's here we go. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see how well I know people. But work well. Look at that respect, though, shown by the protege holding open for his mentor. JoJo's ready to just go. Look at him. This is only on this show. And there you go. You guys are watching the same time, right?
Yeah.
I haven't checked with you guys to make sure. You guys just watched your entrance, right? You guys just did the double pose?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I just want to make sure we're all lined up well. And there's your JoJo's ultimate attire. And as you can see, JoJo's grown in size, folks, as we mentioned. Now your arms are bigger than Hogan's, I think. And here comes your opponents, the current reigning United States, well, then current reigning United States Tag Team Champions, the Father-Son Fist Bump Podcast, or actual people, who challenged the newcomers for their first tag team attempt. So, JoJo, what do you think about being the Grand Slam champion on our show? Like the first one to do that.
Well, pretty awesome.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think it is too, honestly. It's not easy to do, to win every single championship. In WWE, for example, they have maybe, five. Back in the early days, in Phil and I's early days in the 80s, they had like three titles. You had the tag team title, the world title, and the intercontinental title, unless you're in a different company. And basically what the Grand Slam championship would mean, to be a Grand Slam, you would have to win every single one of those titles at least once. That would be a Grand Slam champion. And now there is more titles. So now it's even harder to do in WWE or any other wrestling company, since there's several titles. On our show, we've had, I honestly think the less titles it makes is better, because I feel like there's more incentive to win when you have less titles. That's my personal view on it, but that's in wrestling in general. But JoJo is one of the is the only person, ouch, on the roster who has been able to hold every single title once. Both sets of tag team titles, every single singles title we've had, social media title. JoJo, are you trained in martial arts, by the way?
Yes, I did for about 3 years. And then, yeah, I think I quit around the time I started doing bodybuilding.
Bodybuilding. I get it. Well, that must have been that must have helped you in your time as the MMA Grand Prix champion for the moment you had that.
Yeah.
So I mean, literally, you've held every title. We had a rocking championship on Monday, and JoJo showed up and defeated that champion. And at that point, that was the only title you didn't win yet. And of course, you won. That was actually just recently. Oh, gee. That's a pretty big feat.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the person you're the person who is in the ring with you right now, Austin, well, it's the father-son fist bump. He is actually the one who you guys had the feud over for the MMA Grand Prix title. Now they're tag team champions. Well, here they were. So, Philip, as you're watching this, are you nervous? You've already seen this match, right?
Oh, yeah, I've seen this one. I think you showed me that one the last match, and I was once again surprised at the ending.
That is awesome. So, JoJo, so you got powerbombed on a brick floor. I would imagine that would hurt, but maybe because of all of the, you know, I'm imagining since you do a lot of work on your back, that probably helped, huh?
Yeah.
That's good.
For sure.
And speaking of which, now, Philip, are you trained in martial arts as well? Because your character seems to be.
I took martial arts when I was stationed in Japan, Aikido. But once I got in, just kind of like similar to JoJo, when I got into bodybuilding and even played some Marine Corps football, I just couldn't do it. And I was actually getting beat up by this small Japanese guy, and I was like, okay, I got to stick to football.
Yeah,
and
I get you. No worries. And now, I don't know if you've seen all of the things that you've been doing in the shows, Phil, but I got to say, you're very athletic, you know, for, you know, you're kind of flipping off the ropes and doing triple moonsaults. And how many backflips have you done? Do you do backflips and stuff on the stage and stuff? And no.
Never. I'm not that graceful.
Well, I don't know. You do it on the show a lot. You own the ring as JoJo does. You know, obviously, actually, one of the good things, remember, I don't control anything, but I build the people as best as I can, and then I try to give them characteristics that I think would make more sense. You have more like a football kind of a football player's kind of a moveset type of thing where it's all power and, well, actually, both of you guys are power as far as, you know, what style you guys would be in. But Philip seems to be the flyer of the two, and JoJo seems to be the guy who's on the ground just pounding and throwing people around, as we'll probably see. Now, Philip, when we had you on your show, that's when we found out you liked wrestling back in the day, right, Phil?
Yeah, I definitely watched a lot of wrestling, Andre the Giant and Jimmy Superfly Snuka, George the Animal Steel, all those guys. Triple H.
Triple H. Oh, my new boss.
Yeah.
My boss again, I should say. Excellent. Now, JoJo, did you know that Philip liked wrestling?
Yeah, I think I've heard him talk about that.
Right. I gotcha. Obviously, I know wrestling's not for everybody. It's not, you know, a lot of the people on a roster, half of them have never even competed in a sports type of thing at all. But yet when I put them on the show, they kind of magic comes to light. And I've actually seen people who are not originally wrestling fans actually grow appreciation for their characters anyway. Is that something that you can agree with, JoJo, that watching you is far better than watching somebody you've never seen before, right?
Yeah, Yeah, makes it a little bit more fun. I haven't had that much experience with wrestling. I only wrestled my friends before sometimes that know wrestling. But if I'm just a little bit like stronger.
But you're definitely stronger.
So you definitely
have strength.
I can overpower them most of the time, but they also have the techniques.
I
was into boxing for a while.
Yeah.
During 6 months. And then I realized at the time I was trying to bulk and I wasn't eating enough compared to how much I was burning.
Mm-hmm. Because to show you that this young man knows his stuff, folks. It's good that you know yourself like that. That's something a lot of adults can't do, so that's something to be impressive. Wouldn't you say, Phil? Phil's amazed by watching him getting beat up by Gabe. Very intense, isn't it? So, Philip, what do you think about that? Do you think that it's true that, for someone like, for JoJo to be so much more, to know himself that well, where a lot of adults don't even know, what they need to do to get themselves feeling better? That's pretty impressive, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's very important to be self-aware. And like you said, for him at that age to do that, that's probably why he's so successful in, sports, school, bodybuilding. There's just some people that just have it, he's definitely gifted in that area. And you're right, there's a lot of adults that just are not aware and they just struggle through life. But, it definitely looks like JoJo's going to have a very bright future. He's already got a bright present, so the future's just going to get better and better.
Oh, I agree, 100%. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it comes down to, who you surround yourself with and, the people who support you and the people who back you up, and it's, JoJo has a great following out there, correct, JoJo?
Yeah,
absolutely. As JoJo is now in the ring, throwing people around. JoJo's trying to break the kid's neck. Just tossed. That was an old Uranagi. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. So I guess that's where that comes. Watch the. Anyway, talk about the power. There it is. Now. So let me ask you something. Do you have any problems with your knees by any chance?
No problems at all with my knees, which is crazy with all the squats and sports and everything. But my back is the one thing that's really jacked up. And so I have to be careful in what exercise I do for back. Like I have back chiropractor.
Thing about sports is those are the kind of the battle scars we talk about, right? The aches and the pains. You don't feel anything while you're in the moment, but it's afterwards. You're like, oh, why do I do this? And then you go back and do it again, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You don't feel it when you're in the moment. And by the way, in case people have blinked, JoJo won the titles for the team, as always. Good job, JoJo.
Thank you.
Did you happen to see how you won?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yep, that's probably. Now, do you get along with other kids like your age? Because I'm going to tell you, I know a lot of young people. I work with a lot of younger people who don't have the discipline you have or the drive. So I'm wondering how you get along with, other kids in school and stuff like that. Do you get along with them pretty good? Or are you kind of like, you guys do you. I'm going to just continue doing me.
Well, a lot of people know me, but I don't necessarily have a lot of friends. I only have a few loyal friends, but the thing is, I used to, fifth grade, get mad at kids that weren't dedicated, but at this point, I don't really care if they don't, want to work hard or whatever, because they can, I shouldn't have to motivate them. But, I get along with people I'd say so. Now I do.
Let me ask you this. Do you find yourself getting along with people who are older because they have, I'm just curious, do you get along, do you find yourself getting along more with people who are older because they are kind of have adapted and they're kind of in the same wavelength where they have goals in mind and so forth, or where younger people are kind of like all over the place, don't really have a set game plan? Like, I can't see you playing Fortnite and, you know, having bangers and doing ridiculous things late at night. You seem like a pretty responsible young man. So a lot of kids, you know, how old are you now, JoJo?
A lot of them, I will turn 12 pretty soon.
11. And, okay, there you go.
October 13th.
So, yeah, so that's kind of what I was – so do you find yourself getting along with better people who are older versus people who are just 11, who are – most 11-year-olds don't have any kind of a game that I know of anyway. Most of them are usually playing video games like excessive eating them want and causing a muck. Can't see you doing those things. Am I correct?
Yeah, I get along with people that are older probably.
I know it was the same way. So. Did you say that's probably something that's really helpful for someone to surround themselves with positive people?
Yeah, definitely. Helps a lot being surrounded by that.
By the way, I think this is the last match. And look at this. This is, by the way, getting the wolf thing. And Jake Paul, you guys heard of them guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how that works out, I guess. But would you say the same thing, Phil? It's always good to surround yourself with people with the same kind of goals in mind who can motivate you and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was just talking to my wife about that same thing, that, you know, you pretty much will kind of, you know, merge with those that are have like minds, like interests and stuff like that. And if you want to be successful, you surround yourself with successful people. And, you know, if you see someone that you want to be like or emulate, you know, reach out to them. And, you know, you never know how you might forge a relationship with them, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely, as Phil decks Jake Paul. What's it like? Now, do you know who Jake Paul? I know you're pretty busy. Do you stay in? How in touch with pop culture, like this kind of stuff? You out of curiosity.
Oh, you're talking about me? Yeah, I know Jake Paul. It's actually I was getting trained by a good friend of mine. He used to be a Marine, and he actually trained Jake Paul for one of his fights.
Oh, yeah?
And I know that Jake Paul and his brother both are, like, really involved in, like, fighting with, you know, UFC and
that's
boxing
true.
And going against Mayweather. And, you know, and they're actually, you know, not just – they're actually really good. You know, they're not just, like, some fly-by-night trying to be a wannabe. They're actually – they actually have skills. So
right.
It's great to follow them and see that they're really good. And, you know, they don't just talk the talk. They walk the walk.
Right. Logan Paul actually signed on with the WWE. I don't know if you knew that. He's now a WWE superstar on top of everything else. You know, it was fun. Oh, as I don't know where you learned the flying knee, Phil, but that worked out pretty well as you caught the Jake Paul in the face. And JoJo now. And there was Jake Paul. Logan's dead because Phil just nailed him in the face with a knee. Anyway, great work together, and I think that's important, and I think that's one of the reasons why the tagging in on the show signifies who you guys are as a whole and real people. I would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, for sure.
JoJo just one-handed threw Jake Paul like he was nothing. By the way, I just want to mention that. JoJo, do you think if you grabbed Jake Paul by his throat and just threw him halfway across the ring, it would work out well?
No, not you.
Yeah, well, you just did, so. So I don't know if you guys heard of the news or not, because I haven't talked to you guys like this in a bit, but I don't know if you heard, but I have been requested to go back to the back to where I was working up until I left out my son with school. So I'm going back to work for you guys. So I think I told you guys before that I worked creative for them. So they've asked for my return because, well, I may or may not have already been back to work. I don't know if you guys are watching, but it's under new management now, and it's under a former actually one of the alumni from my old wrestling school is actually in charge of everything now. So and now that my son has successfully graduated high school and is now working towards his own goals, now that he's finished and graduated, I can actually return back to the road, so to speak. So, cool stuff, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, congratulations.
But there is one other thing I added to let you guys know is that while I've been gone, they've been watching the YouTube show, our show, these wrestling matches, these shows particularly. And I think I told you guys before, but because of my involvement in the past, I'm probably one of the I am the only the person who is endorsed by them, who is allowed to use a lot of the WWE stuff without getting swapped with various different things. But what I didn't necessarily get to tell you guys is that you guys have fans in the WWE. So just wanted to pass that along to you guys while I have you guys, you know, verbally wise, that you guys have a fan base of people already in the WWE. What that means basically is that, you know, you guys have been watching the show, and I told them these people are based on you guys, well, people like you guys. And basically what they're going to do is whenever I go into a city, because I'm going to be expected to tour with them, when we come to your town, you guys keep an eye out, and we'll be setting some tickets aside for you guys.
That's cool.
And not only were you guys getting tickets, because I'm not, unfortunately, out there in the crowd as JoJo with a three-point stance. We talked about the football background. Yes, that works, as you just rip the guy in half. Well, is that how it works? It works on the football field, JoJo?
Yes. Yeah.
Just toward the guy in half. But anyway, thought I'd mention that. But that was cool. And JoJo, again, picks up a win for the team after taking out both of the Pauls. All right, cool stuff. I think that was the last match. I'm pretty certain. But anyway.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain that was it. Yeah, that was cool. But, yeah, so, yeah, we're going to be having tickets for you guys whenever we come into your next of the woods. And not only will we have tickets for you guys, but because I'm not going to be out there, but when we're in your neck of the woods, we'll have tickets aside, and you guys can actually be allowed backstage to meet us in the locker rooms. So you guys can meet the people who are fans of yours.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's you. That's you too, Phil.
That sounds good.
When you guys have that time, I know you guys are busy people, but we're in town. We'll have tickets waiting for you guys if you guys ever want to come, and we'll be giving you guys this backstage treatment and stuff like that. You guys can meet the guys and the boring stuff out back. You know, I'm sure you guys don't really want to see a lot of these guys in person because, you know, it's not as glamorous in person as it is on TV. Plus, you guys might actually run into some of the people you guys have beaten on the show. I'm sure they have things. No, I'm just kidding. They're not going to give you a hard time. They think it's funny. Anyway,
that'd be scary.
You guys are respected is the bottom line there. But, you know, I don't want to take too much of you guys' time. I know you guys are busy and you guys are getting prepared and stuff like that. So, you know, that watch-along's done. You guys did a great job. Did you guys have fun during the watch-along? It was your first time doing it right here on this show anyway, right?
Yeah.
Do
you guys have fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's amazing
cool.
To see how much you guys have grown, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys just tore through the Pauls like they're nobody's business. But anyway, good stuff, guys. And, you know, continue doing all the good stuff. You know, I'm not going to keep you guys too long, but if you guys want to let everybody else know, you know, everything is doing right quick, so people know. And this is your time now.
What, like my socials?
Well, I mean, well, let people know, like, first of all, first and foremost, now that you've seen a lot of your matches here, what do you, I don't know, if did you ever see the video where I actually read some of the emails I get from their fans? Did you see any of those videos I made? I think I made one. Did you happen to see it?
I might have seen it. I don't fully remember, but I could probably watch it again.
Well, it was a long while ago. Philip, it's good to see you too. A while back, I actually read some emails from fans that I get emails all the time, and so as probably can understand, you guys know you guys have social media, and you know how you guys get messages. But I get messages from people all over the place, and they tell us, you know, what, you know, the various different things. And back a while ago, I almost pulled the plug on the whole show because I wasn't. I guess I didn't know if people actually enjoyed it or whatever. And I was going to say, well, maybe, you know, taking a break from a while. And the fans actually started writing in these massive emails. And one of them was a mother who wrote in saying how JoJo, the bodybuilder, that's you, because that's how we have you on the show, has been a great inspiration to her son, who was originally, you know, told that he wasn't going to be able to walk. Did you know that? Did you hear that?
I did not hear that part, but that is...
Well, apparently the poor young man had an injury of some kind, and he wasn't sure if he'd be able to walk or anything. And because he's at home a lot, he watches YouTube, found our show, and he's been watching our, you know, wrestling shows. Big fan of JoJo the bodybuilder, and his mother wrote in saying how, you know, because he saw how you were able to go up against these people who were six times bigger than you, and even when it looked like you were going to get, your, you know, defeated, you kept on coming. So, you know, you are seen not only as, you know, I mean, it can be kind of an interesting thing to hear, but you're actually a hero to a lot of people. And that young man there, anyway, you are his idol. You are his hero for inspiring these young men and these young kids who didn't have that wherewithal. So I think mm-hmm. that's something that, you know, you should be proud of.
Yeah, that's, I didn't know that. That's really cool.
That's just one email. I mean, that's the impact you guys have. And Phil, you know, one of the things that a lot of people, you know, didn't believe at first is that, you know, you're a real person. They thought I just made you out of nowhere. Did you know that, Phil?
I had no idea. It's pretty
Well, they know what bodybuilding is. Don't get me wrong. They know, like, the Lou Ferrigno's and things like that. But when I put you with JoJo, they thought I just put some guy with them until they realized who you were, because they Googled you, as creepy as that sounds, because I think that sounds creepy. But you have a lot of respect now, because our fans started writing in saying how, wait, this guy's a real guy, which is the funniest email I ever got. Wait, this guy's a real guy? Was how the email started. yeah.
That's
but,
hilarious.
You know, I could tell you all kinds of stories about the emails I get on the regular, but what I just find it priceless, like, that's how it starts. Wait, this is a real guy? And when I tell them, no, yeah, of course he's a real guy. And I told them, you know, who you are, and I don't go into details because I always keep the, you know, people's privacies to themselves. But I they Googled you, so they know who you are now. And apparently thought I just made you up out of nowhere. Like, he's, you know. But what's important, what's good is, which is actually interesting, is that you actually, because of the bond that you guys have had and how JoJo has grown thanks to the mentorship by you, that has actually helped him take more interest in his own son. It's not a son-father relationship here, but I'm just going to let you know that that is the kind of inspiration that builds, and that inspired him to become more involved in his own family. And because he found out he was a real person, apparently. And, you know, that's a cool thing. it's a, you know, cool thing. But anyway, I don't want to keep you guys, as I said. So what do you get? You guys have a show in Vegas. When is the show in Vegas? Let people know when you're going to go and dominate the next show.
It is.
JoJo's running away. JoJo's already on the way. He's already on the way there. I can hear him going now.
Funny.
JoJo's already started. So when
that's
is this
JoJo
next
rule.
Show?
It is November.
JoJo's trying to find
12.
That. Okay. Awesome. Well, and
yeah,
so
exactly.
Are you competing in it too, or are you just running it out of curiosity?
No, this is the world. This is the biggest championship for natural bodybuilding. So I'm competing. This is the show that I won the motorcycle in last year.
Oh, okay. Now, if JoJo wins, is he gonna get a dirt bike? So you guys can ride the motorcycle together?
It's for the pro winners.
Oh, I see. You know, I gotta ask you about that right quick. You know, there's people have been talking about some different rules and changing and the Mr. Olympia and things like that. Have you heard any of these rules and these rule changes or anything?
I have.
But I've been doing research too. But anyway, the rules apparently are that you have to actually do some impressive things to move on in order to go to a Mr. Olympia, you have to have certain things. But I don't know if that's to the natural part of things, or if that's just like the building thing itself. I've been reading research on it a little bit here, rules on who can go to Mr. Olympia or whatever. And I don't know if you've heard any of those.
Rules, I think for both, whether the natural or the untested ones, you have to qualify. So you have to do a certain amount of shows. You have to do a national qualifier to be able to compete. So like JoJo, he's already done, like he won my show. So that qualifies him. And then if you've already won the championship before, you don't have to qualify again. So all the natural Olympic champions could compete any time. They could take years off and come right back. But everybody else has to go through and win a national qualifier.
Oh, impressive. Now, JoJo, how many people are you up against? Who's going to try to beat you on the stage?
Well, I don't know who's going against me yet. Oh, by getting
yeah, we don't know until they register, right?
Well, if they're smart, they won't even try. They're like, you know what? We don't even want any of that. Now, Philip, now you're going to get a bunch of people, right? Because I'm sure there's more people in your division, right?
Yeah, and I compete in two different divisions, too. I can do the open division. Since I'm 50, they have divisions for, you know, the masters, grandmasters. And so I'm going to probably do both divisions. And this is probably going to be my last show. Just take a long break if I ever even come back. So you're probably one of the few people that know that. So that's breaking news.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, at the FRL headquarters. JoJo's just beginning, though, right, JoJo? You're not quitting anytime soon. You're not retiring yet, right? Because Phil's been in it for, what, 35 years, right, Phil? Is that what you said?
30 years.
30 years. Okay, well, we're adding five more just because of everything else. But, you know, Phil, JoJo, you're not done yet, right? Are you going to continue going, or what are you going to do?
I'm going to continue going as long as I can.
So now are you guys going to continue working together, correct? Or are you retiring from coaching as well, or just competing?
Just competing. I'll still be promoted. I'll still be involved. I just judged the iconic Mr. America competition this past weekend in Atlantic City. So yeah. I'm always involved with the shows and
I get that.
Judging, promoting, and coaching. I got a lot of clients. JoJo's the youngest, obviously, that I train, but I have a lot of clients that I work with, and we have a great relationship, so it's definitely something to keep me involved in the sport, and people always reach out just for, you know, advice and stuff, so it's a good little side.
That's awesome. Hey, I get it, and you know what's interesting? It doesn't matter what the sport is, even if we, quote, retire, even though you can't see my air quotes, you never leave whatever it is that you're trying to supposedly retire from. There's always some involvement you're in because you can't completely get out. Am I correct?
so correct. If you have a passion for it,
of course, I'm talking about my own experience, but I'm sure it's the same.
I was sitting next to Tom Platz. I don't know if you know who he is. He's got the biggest legs back in the day of Arnold Schwarzenegger's day, and he was judging next to me, and we were just basically saying the same thing. It's mid-60s, but, you know, he just still has a passion for it. He just continues to do it, even at that age, and training people, and he certifies people in personal training and bodybuilding. And so, you know, you just meet all, it's like you were saying, about like minds, stick with like people, and stay in the industry, and it's a great thing. It's a lifestyle.
It is, and it's true. It is all about who you surround yourself with and whatnot. And it's about, you know, making each other better and challenging each other as well and giving each other that positive feedback. Now, when you guys go to these shows, you guys give each other, I mean, obviously not competing against each other. That would be a different weight class, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
I would hope so, right? But anyway, but now when you guys go to these shows, you guys give each other pointers and stuff like that, or do you not do share each other's pointers? Like, obviously, Phil's going to give the guidance, right? But, Jodo, do you give Phil any feedback?
Well, Phil knows a lot more than I do, so I can't really give him.
Well, you could say, well, yes, that's true. I guess he would know more about the actual thing. But I'm sure, you know, you could at least, you know, make sure, you know, he's, you know, walking straight lines or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can tell you that for myself, when I'm in a ring or if I'm competing or if I'm performing, I don't feel anything. I just go out there and I do it until after, as I said. But, you know, you don't actually leave whatever it is, and you always critique something. But I always think that it's important to be open to feedback no matter where we're at as a whole, because I have been in the wrestling business for 21 years. But I competed at martial arts. I started competing in martial arts when I was 4. I started doing what we called freestyle tournaments at 5. So, I mean, I know about competitiveness because, like you guys, I am very competitive. I might not seem it, but I am. When it comes to sports or playing something, I'm very competitive. Sometimes a little too competitive if you ask my wife or my kids, but give me a run for my money, let me tell you. But anyway. You know, it's been an honor getting to have you guys here, and I want to thank you guys for coming on and taking time out of your busy schedules to come. It's always good to have you guys on the show, and I want to say, you know, congratulations on everything you guys have already done already, and best of luck to you in the future. And who knows, maybe down the road we'll working together or seeing each other somewhere soon. But in the meantime, want to let people know where they can find each of you gentlemen, other than on our YouTube wrestling show, dominating everybody in the division.
My Instagram is Jojo the Bodybuilder.
Yeah, and for me, I am on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram is Ricardo's_legend. And Facebook's just Philip Ricardo, and you guys can find me, just Google either one of our names. I'm sure you'll find us as well. So, and happy early birthday to you, Jojo.
Thank you.
Yes, happy early birthday, and may all your dreams come true as always. I'm going to do that too. We know what we should do. We should sing happy birthday to him, shouldn't we? Do you sing, Phil?
In the shower.
In the show.
Yeah, of course. Everyone sings happy birthday.
Should we sing
ready,
happy birthday to Jojo? I think we should.
No.
What do you say? He doesn't want us to sing for him?
Yeah, we'll do it officially on his real birthday.
Yeah, we'll sing it on your official birthday. I'll do it on the YouTube show live. It'll be great.
Yeah. Right?
But anyway, proud of you guys. You guys are doing great work. Jojo, I'm proud of you, brother. I've literally watched you grow. So that's first on you, and then when you just continue. continuing to dominate and getting bigger and better as time goes on. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to your family for being epic and awesome, as always. So kudos to them as well. Philip, you're awesome. Keep up the great work. You are a great mentor and an awesome human being, as both of you are. And on my behalf, you guys, best of luck to both of you guys. Go out there in Vegas and own it like you have owned everyone on this ring tonight we've seen. So go out there and show them that you beat Hogan and JoJo beat both of the Pauls by himself.
That's right.
Do you guys have anything else you guys wanted to say before I let you guys go?
No, I think I got everything.
All right. Yep, well, you guys, it was an honor having you guys on. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for taking the time. Have a great rest of the week. Best of luck at your show. And I'm proud of both of you guys. Keep up the great work. All your dreams come true.
Yes. That was good. Thanks.
Good night, thank guys. You. Been an honor. Thank you, my friend. Safe travels, my friend. It was awesome having them on. And I want to say thank you to JoJo and Phil for taking time to come on tonight. This has been a really great time. It's been fun to watch the journey that these guys have had together. As you saw, they won the United States Tag Team titles. They defeated the Pauls together as a team. They can beat each other. They can beat people by themselves. These things that are not, I believe the characters that our YouTube shows are just additions to the people who they're based upon. And when you look at people like JoJo the Bodybuilder, Philip Ricardo Jr., and a lot of our other people on our shows who are real life people. And like that person said, he's a real person. Yeah, they're real people. And there are people who have put work into getting and accomplishing the things that they have. It's not easy to do those things. They make it look easy. When you see, you know, JoJo the Bodybuilder, and he looks like he's got all these muscles on top of muscles, and Philip Ricardo goes on a stage and shows people how to pose and makes Arnold, you know, say, well done, then you know you put work into getting that done. It doesn't happen overnight. These are two individuals who know how to get those things done. That's the art of making dreams happen and becoming a real-life dream master. It's been an honor having both these guys on. It's been an honor to do this show today. It's been a fun watch-along event. These are always fun. I'm hoping to do a big one closer to the holidays and having numerous people on our show on, and I'll put together a collage of matches for people. I think what would be really cool is on possibly around New Year's, possibly having a see how many people can get to call in for Random Melee Palooza, which is our major melee event in January, first big show of the year. And maybe then I could have multiple people come on and see what it's like to have multiple people. It was great having Phil and JoJo on because they work out so well. As you see, they know how to take times. They can feed off each other. They have that, you know, lighthearted attitude with each other, and it's awesome. By the way, I didn't get to play this for them, but ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to play you their entrance theme. This is their official entrance theme. That is their official entrance theme. So whenever you see them come to the ring, that is the music that theoretically would be playing if there wasn't issues with that. But, you know, all of our superstars, all of our stars on our show have their own entrance themes, and that's their particular thing because they are machines. They do great work. JoJo is always respectful, always, you know, open to feedback and honest feedback. He gets the winning. He gets the digging down deep. Phil is a great mentor, and people can learn things from people like the both of them. You know, I wanted to say I'm still not 100% understanding the whole TikTok thing. I was supposed to have a guest, as you guys know, last Saturday. Unfortunately, you know, life comes into play, and I get that. I'm a dad myself, as I mentioned, so I get that. We're working on rescheduling Brian Delaney from TikTok, and we're also going to be bringing in some other people from TikTok eventually, and I'm also excited to announce that I'm going to be adding a few people from TikTok to our roster of people. I never ever have heard someone on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube even, or maybe YouTube, call themselves, you know, Instagram famous or Facebook famous or Twitter famous. However, I am excited because I'm going to be building, and I talked to them tonight, and I'm going to be building Badical Zadical and his son and adding them to our wrestling roster. Yes, you heard that right. And what a perfect show to announce that here on. Since we have, you know, Phil and JoJo on our roster, we have Gabe and Austin on our roster, we have Jack and Tim, the lucky ones, on our roster, that are all, you know, either father's sons or, well, actually all the fathers or mentor and protege like JoJo and Philip. And I think what's important to know is whenever you're invested in helping someone, you need to have that kind of a bond where you are protective and you are supportive, much like, you know, the instincts kick in. But we're going to add Badical Dadical to the roster. And I'm also working on bringing them on this podcast to ask him, what is TikTok famous? Because I've never heard of anyone calling themselves TikTok famous. But I got to tell you, I get a kick out of it. I do. I think they're amusing. There are a lot of funny people on TikTok. I don't quite get everything on there. I did it basically because I saw how much fun my wife was having. And I said, you know what? I need something light to do. I'm always doing this hard work and all these other big things. Let me do something fun for a change. And when I have a moment, and TikTok is quick things, I can use that. So I am nowhere near popular on there. As I've said it before, I'm not really on social media to become famous. I have already earned everything I have on my own. Of course, I'm honored and privileged to have the friends and the followers I have. I like to be engaging with people. I don't just add people to add people. And again, for the TikTok people out there, I am not, or anywhere else, I am not interested in dating. I am a happily married man. I just celebrated my 4-year official anniversary with my wife, and I am very proud of that. And it's going to be another 4,000 years while I'm married. So I'm sorry to break your hearts, ladies. I am a happily married man with 2 amazing kids with the same woman. So it's a no for me. No matter how much you whine, cry, plead, it's not going to change. I'm not on TikTok or social media for romantic purposes ever. I only use social media. Ultimately, I use social media for professional meanings, honestly. Even if it's not to network, much like I use it for, to meet new people, reach out and learn from various different people, then it's really just me trying to, you know, give feedback to people who, much like myself, wanted to achieve a goal. And if I have some knowledge or some wisdom to add, I will give that. Some people need it. Some people need constructive criticism, and I offer that too. And that's honestly, I don't use anything for other than that. I'm not romantic into that. I'm not into the la-di-da and just, you know, whatever. But, of course, I'm also open to things, too, because if I add you or if I talk to you, if I met whatever, then I'm going to be engaging. Anyone who's ever messaged me will tell you, or even wrote a reply, will tell you I will always reply to every single message I get. It might take a little while, but I will. Same thing goes to TikTok. I will do the same thing there, but here's the difference. If you're a fake person, and I know you're either someone looking for a relationship or you have a weird vibe off you, I'm not going to hesitate. I'll just block you. I just won't follow you and you'll be gone. Now, people who look at my social media things and say, well, he doesn't have a lot of followers or this, the other thing. Here's what you don't know. I remove people who I feel uncomfortable with, people who give off a vibe that I don't trust. I have people who I work with, who I trust, and I keep their safety very much intact. I like to keep people safe, respectful, and responsible. That's me. Being the father that I am, I might be a little overprotective at times, which is why if someone gives me a creep vibe, they're gone. I don't think twice. They're done. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, you need to be careful on social media. Not everyone is me, who is, you know, meaning to help people. And I have gotten involved with people who have been rude or borderline stalking and creeping on people of various ages. This isn't a good thing. People should never be allowed to be on social media and interacting with people in that manner. People need to be respecting each other and being kind to each other, and that's what it's for. The trolls of the world need to go under the bridge where they belong, and the people who like to hate on people for going after whatever goals, dreams, and aspirations they want to, because that's not something you're into, but you guys need to go on your own little island. Stay off social media so the people of the world who want to accomplish some type of goal, who appreciates people's hard work and dedication, no matter what the goal is, can give those people feedback and watch them grow as I do. This is a thing that has been going on for a long time. One of the biggest things that drives me absolutely bonkers, for example, I played high school football, which we call soccer, and of the world, football, soccer is football. In America, it's soccer. And as you heard on my podcast, I played soccer for 4 years. I played American football while playing soccer 1 year in high school. And as I mentioned, it was a mistake. I was a little bit more than I should have, because I was also on the wrestling team, the swim team. I was also in the gym, taking martial arts. I was a very active person. While on the other side of things, I was also writing things, and I was working on short stories, and I'm creative and blah, blah, blah. Hence the name Jazz, by the way, as it comes into play again. But I can't tell you how many people are ignorant to the fact of what work goes into being successful in soccer. I have had people try to tell people that soccer is a, quote, girl's sport. It's not for men. Men play football. What, American football? And listen, I play both. And I'm not hating on American football, but I am going to stand up for soccer as well and let you know the real reason that people can say those things if they've never done it. And which is the biggest annoyance ever is when people have all kinds of things to offer to someone who's never done anything. Someone who's never played a sport, telling someone how to play is ridiculous. Telling someone that, you know, soccer is not hard and it's for girls or whatever, which is very derogatory. I know plenty of women who are legit bad girls who would beat up any guy. Ronda Rousey is one of the toughest women on the planet. I dare you to tell her that UFC is for girls, because she'll take your arm and show you where she's going to put that. Tell her that the rest of the thing is for girls, right? And it goes on and on, folks. Respect each other's own wants, goals, dreams. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I have been lucky enough to play a lot of sports, be involved in a lot of athletic type of things. I've been involved in wrestling for 21 years. I've been involved in martial arts even longer than that. I played various other sports, pretty much any sport you think of that I played. But I've also enjoyed the arts. I enjoy writing. I enjoy performing. I enjoy the thrill I get to watch someone read something I wrote and seeing the joy or seeing the horror on their faces. That is enjoyable to me. To build people on a YouTube wrestling show, a lot of people think that's easy to do. It isn't hard, really. It's telling the stories that go along with them and who I choose to feature, why I choose to feature them. And it might be true that if you take anyone on a roster, these are real people, and you Google them, much like Phil said, you may very well see my matches from our YouTube show pop up in the search engine, because that is how committed I am to helping them people reach an audience, because they deserve it. And it doesn't matter if you're a singer, a dancer, a bodybuilder, a sport icon, an MMA person. It doesn't matter what your passion is in life. As long as you're working towards your goal and working hard towards whatever it is, I'm all for it. I don't care if you want to be a YouTube star, a TikTok star, a country singing star, an Oscar winner, a bodybuilding champion, world champion, UFC. It doesn't matter. As long as you put the work in, work hard, and keep going. Don't listen to the people who want to hold you down. Don't listen to the people who are just going to sit there as leeches and just ride your coattails to the top. You got to find that too. As you heard from JoJo and Phil, it's always important to surround yourself with the positive people around you. And Phil and JoJo said his real friends are very small. He keeps his circles very small. You know what? That's a smart idea. I tell people that a lot, to keep your social circles small. I can honestly tell you from experience, being the leader of the F4L, you'd be surprised how sobering it is to find out how many people truly are your friends, how many truly know who you are, how many truly will have your back when your back is against the wall. Sometimes we have to take a step back and look at our relationships, no matter where they are. Even if you've known each other a long time, look back at their relationship. Is this worth having? Is this a good relationship? Cut it loose. Do yourself a favor. Surround yourself with people who either inspire you, who will keep you at your level, or will inspire you to become better. People who will be honest with you. People who will care about you, who will support you. That's who the people who you should have surrounding you. One of the reasons why Philip and JoJo work so well together, Philip has been there and done that. JoJo wants to be there, so there you have a match. Phil does football. JoJo does football. Phil does bodybuilding. JoJo does bodybuilding. You see how that works, and that dynamic is actually a good thing. JoJo is a person who has the drive, who has commitments. We talked when we first met JoJo a number of years ago, when he first came on this podcast. Even his dad said his determination is, inspiring to everybody. Not everybody has his motivability and his motivation, but JoJo's an amazing young man who has that naturally in him. That's who he is, and that's why he is going to be successful in life. And with people like Phil around him, his family, who's amazing people as well, people like myself and all the people who are truly there to watch him grow and be successful, because that's ultimately at the end of the day what I want to see happen. I achieved a lot. I want to see these people achieve what they want. And, the Stritzel Fight Club, Mason and Carter Stritzel, they are two individuals who are the hardest working MMA people. Henry and Jairo Mena, they've been guests on this show. They bust their tail to be the best competitors in the youth combat sports world. We haven't heard from him in a little. Last time we had one of these watch-alongs, Jaden joined us. And actually, it was oddly enough a match with him versus JoJo, oddly enough. But these are two young men who have similar goals. Jaden doesn't want to be a bodybuilder, but he knows how important it is to be fit and to be healthy. And these are two young men who have great heads on their shoulders. These are two people who should be hanging out. That's something that would be a good, pairing. To support one another with the same goals, and they're generally around the same age. And again, a happy birthday to JoJo as well. And to everyone else, on rosters, we had Grayson, the super Russell and his mom, Angie, on our show not long ago. We had them on for the first time. We added Grayson and his mom to the show right after I asked them about them on the show. Let me tell you how they're doing on our show right now. Grayson Russell is the current BA champion for us. His mother is the women's BA champion. Real-life people who interject into these characters who I've built. I just build the people. They're the ones that take it from there. And they don't make it work. And, I'm proud of everyone who we featured on the show. I'm proud of the JoJo the bodybuilders and the JoJo the model Sebastians of the world. I still keep in contact. They should do it okay. Jackson R. Scott, a prodigy. The list goes on and on of people we have so much respect for. And we have so much admiration for. And people who I consider to be F4L. Soon, people will be getting their F4L certificates, being inducted as a member of the F4L. This is a thing that is more meaningful than most people think, because if you're viewed as an F4L family, then you are, there's no friendship, you're a family, you're a brother or a sister or whatnot. So these certificates are going out soon. And around the holidays, I want to let people know that, you know, we're going to be sending out everyone's holiday packages. It will include their T-shirts. It'll include the DVDs, the soundtrack, a bunch of great stuff they're going to be getting. That's my way of thanking them for their hard work and dedication, being the real people that are based on the show. And we're going to make more friends more people as going on. And one of the good things, as I mentioned on this show, I am, as you heard, Philip's going to be retiring. But as he says, he's not truly gone. We know how that works. I know how that works all too well. But there's a different capacity. There's something else you can get into. But kudos to him. Congratulations to Philip, by the way. And that might have not gone on. Might have gone unheard, but congratulations to Philip for all of his success, and congratulations to all of his wins already. And good luck to anyone in Vegas who wants to try to defeat him or JoJo in competition. I don't think anyone is going to be able to compete. Good luck to anyone who tries. Just everyone out there, no matter where you're going to be, the show's coming to an end. But tonight, but I'm going to be back with an all-new episode. I'm going to be working on bringing in some of these maybe TikTok people and meeting some new people, maybe bring back some classics. One of the good things is, even though I'm going to be working for the WWE on the creative again, I'm still going to be doing this show. I'm still going to be committing to all of the things I've already committed to. And Jazz and Friends Expo is scheduled to go on next year, and it will go on next year. Folks, I am the F4L icon, Sean Jazz Stevens. Thank you again to JoJo the Bodybuilder and Philip Ricardo Jr., collectively known as JoJo and Ricardo's Legends, the tag team, current United States Tag Team Champions, Dream Masters. Best of luck to them and to everyone out there, no matter where you are, what you're doing. May all your dreams come true. Peace from the F4L headquarters. Everyone, be safe.